الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده، فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه، فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه، وذلك أضعف الإيمان. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, and every Muslim should look up very greatly with eagerness to the day of Jumu'ah. It is an Eid which is more greater than the other two Eids also. And a particular ibadat of the day of Jumu'ah is Salawat ala Nabi Durood Sharif. We should try and read minimum every day 100 times Durood Sharif. And on Jumu'ah, we should read 313 times, inshallah, Durood Sharif. By reading Durood Sharif 100 times, Allah Himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atum minan nifaq, bara'atum minan nar. This person is free from hypocrisy, is free from the fire of Jahannam. And on the Friday of Friday also, we should be particular about reading Surah Kahf. Daily we should read, if we don't have more time unfortunately, then the first 10 ayats in the morning, the last 10 ayats at night. And Jumu'ah, let us read the whole surah. And if we can read every day the whole surah, all this new fitnas that are abounding, it will be easy for a person not only to understand, to stay away. He'll have the correct understanding. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. We find that at the time of Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayh, the condition of the Muslims was so poor that Maulana himself decided to make hijrat and go and stay in Medina Sharif. The condition was very poor of the Muslims at that time. And especially in Mewat, it was even worse, where the Muslims used to make Eid also and Diwali with the Hindus also. They should keep a small beard or something and hair like the Hindus. The chotli they keep, they should do that also. There was really no deen. But the ishara was made to Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, go back to India and work will be taken from you. So Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayh started this great noble work of tabligh and da'wat, and on very solid foundations, the usul, the principles, the guidelines, forever he laid them out and he explained to them and he practically taught them also. Not only he told them, but he taught them also. And that was the foundation and is the foundation of this great work. And as long as this work will remain on those foundations, nothing can stop it. Shaitan can't interfere. No, the world's powers cannot harm it. But that is, if as long as it is on the principles and the foundation which Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi had laid down. Then came the time of his son, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi. By his barakat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala completed the beautiful building of the work, the structure of tabligh. Perfect, beautiful structure was built and it was completed. Everything was done. Then came the time of Hazrat Maulana In'amul Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. And through his barakat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spread the work throughout the world, every nook and corner. So much so that the White House in America are fully aware of the work and what it stands for. So much so that the Kremlin, they know exactly what the work of tabligh is. Buckingham Palace, so much. In fact, when I met one politician in the UK many years ago, just after the new South Africa, he told me that Nelson Mandela had gone for some political meeting there. So this politician, say, I asked him, that how come in South Africa the world was waiting for the bloodbath with the transition of the two governments. A bloodbath is going to take place, but so smoothly that nothing happened. He says, Nelson Mandela caught me by my hand and took me in a corner. And he said it was the barakat of the paddle jamaats of the Tabligh Jamaat. And so they also know, and especially the paddle jamaats, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali spread out the jamaat in the length and breadth of the country, paddle jamaat. So this is the great work. And then, unfortunately, after that, unfortunately, the decline set. And we know that the jamaat got split into two factions also. The real cause of that is, which Allah Wala tell us, those people who have connection with Allah, is not the faction of in the Nizamuddin and the Alami Shura, but basically they say because of lack of zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And then this shows out in the different forms. When we, for example, commit gunas, then Allah Ta'ala appoints oppressive people over us, whether it's the government or anyone else. We will blame those people for it. But basically, it is our own action. Because we have disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. Allah says clearly in the Quran Sharif, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. When people do wrong, then we use more wrong people to punish them. Allah uses them. We blame them. We see it happening. They are causing this to us. But it's all our own action. So because of the lack and the dhikr of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is such an important thing. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, who was the overseer of the work of Tabligh, the sarparast of Tabligh. He has stressed so much on the importance of Zikrullah. And Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Sahib, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, was so concerned about his connection with Allah that when he went for Tabligh work to Mewat, and he only went for Tabligh work for nothing else. And he only engaged with Muslims and only for deen. But when he returned, he could feel on his heart that dust, dirt has settled now. And it has to be removed. He should go to the khanqahs of Raipur, Gangoh, Saharanpur, or in his own masjid, he should sit and make a tikaf to remove that effect. So those are the people who had the connection and they could make out. Unfortunately, we today, we go to a supermarket, we have to go for our needs. But we don't feel any difference that my iman has been affected. That we're mixing with women there, how they are dressed there, the music there, but we don't feel anything. These were those people. Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a man of great connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And from his bayans you can see clearly what a deep connection, deep rooted connection he had with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Maulana In'am al-Hasan Sahib, a person was very close to him, told me himself that Maulana Ilyas Sahib had prescribed for him 124,000 La ilaha illallah every day. And then he said that when In'am al-Hasan Sahib took him by his hand, they were very close friends, same age also, and took him to the Humayu Qabristan, which is just near the Markaz in Delhi, and showed him there at the gate, there are two the columns, and then there are small rooms built there in those columns. He says, I should sit there according to the season from Fajr till Zohar, or Fajr till 11 o'clock, and I should complete my 124,000. So much they had the zikr and connection with Allah. So Allah protected the work. Undoubtedly, Shaitan was trying all the time to harm the work. Whether they use America, whether they use Russia, whether they use anyone else. But because of the zikr, it was protected all the time. And when the zikr, unfortunately, they was not there anymore, that zikr which is required, then Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ. That person who turns away from my zikr, doesn't make my zikr. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ. فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ذَنْكَ. He will have a very tight life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah says, we will raise him on the day of Qiyamah, blind. And then he will say, لِمَاذَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Oh Allah, why have you make me rise today as a blind person? I was a seeing person. Then because of the negligence of the zikr of Allah, this will be the condition. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعَشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ. Those people who turned a blind eye to the zikr of Allah Ta'ala of Rahman. وَمَنْ يَعَشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّذْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. We fix a shaitan. Allah says, we fix a shaitan for those people who don't make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَعَشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّذْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. And then he is his friend. And when shaitan is your friend, it's clear. And whatever we heard of what came out from the Markaz Nizamuddin, all the fighting about who must be the Amir, etc. And worse than that, the words of kufr that came out. Like for example, we have got more knowledge than the, we have got our Iman is more than that of the Anbiya alayhimus salam, the Sahaba and the Malaika. Such words. When shaitan becomes your friend, that is also still play. It is an anything. نُقَيِّذْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا وَمَنْ يَعَشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّذْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَصُدُّنُهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. They block them on the path of Allah Ta'ala. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And they think we are guided. So Allah Ta'ala makes a person go astray so much that he thinks I'm on the right path, but he's completely gone astray. And this we see openly, that all the ulama of Darul Uloom, Deoband, and many, many other Darul Ulooms in India, out of India, throughout the world, said that these people are gone astray. And we find our elders who are here today with us, they were in the Markaz. And they tried their utmost to correct them also. And they are the students of our elders who are here. And they explain to the students, this what you are saying is totally wrong. And not only this one, two statements. And not only one, two times. The ulama of Deoband went specially to the Markaz to explain to them that this is wrong. They accepted it. But once they left, back the same thing again. And till today, till now, they still propagate all this. So therefore, then our elders who are here with us were forced to leave the Markaz, which they did not want. Their life they spent at the Markaz, and they gave their life for the work of Tabligh and Dawat. And then the sad part, what rumors were spread from the Markaz Nizamuddin, that these people have given up the work of Tabligh. They forced them. Gangsters were brought to take them out of the Markaz. And then they said they have given up the work of Tabligh, they are gone out of, and they are gone astray. Whereas for the sake of deen, and that very important we must understand in all our efforts, whether it is Tabligh, the Darul Ulooms, the Khanqahs, anything, one is what is called Ta'miri Kam, the building and the construction of work. And one is called Takhribi Kam, the demolition and destruction of deen. So then, unfortunately, from there, which for how many years, about 100 years, what great construction and building of deen's work was taking place from there. But now all these things happen. And then, unfortunately, the world knows, and it's not a secret thing, that there are the two factions now. The one is what we call Maulana Saad's group, or we call them the Nizamuddin group, and the other group, the Alami Shura, or the Raiwin group. They were on the other side. And then another sad part that happened after that the main speaker of Tabligh, his bayans were filled with like jadu. What great effect on the people. How many people got hidayat by his bayans? But he started again when the lack of zikr of Allah Ta'ala, he started associating with the Barelwis and becoming friends with them, with the Shias, with the Hindus, with the Sikhs. Unbelievable. In fact, when he met with the Sikhs, And after that, the Sikhs, what they got no religion. He afterwards sent them a message and told them, I'm asking for maaf. When I read this on my phone, we were traveling. I said, he's asking for maaf. Alhamdulillah. He's making tawbah. He has understood. But that was just the topic. Afterwards, when I read it, he's asking those sick people maaf that I said some things which might have hurt you. And not he's asking maaf from Allah Ta'ala. Where a person can go wrong? How much a person can go wrong? So we have to be very, very careful. So then Allah Ta'ala preserved the work, and our elders who are here, they brought the work, and today, alhamdulillah, on the same 13th of Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, Maulana Yusuf Sahab, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahab, the work is carrying on. But then again, shaitan, because of the lack of zikr, and this is so much, for example, in Ramadan, a few Ramadans ago, I asked one Jamaat that had gone out in Jamaat, in Ramadan. I asked them, when they came here, we met, how lot Quran Sharif, asked the Amir Upal read. He told me, of the whole Jamaat, not one person touched the Quran for the full 40 days. Even if it was Ramadan, he said, nobody touched the Quran. And the best zikr is the tilawat of Quran Sharif. So no zikr of Allah Ta'ala. One alim who is very prominent in the work also, a Jamaat work, and a very good ustad also. And he gets the students moving very well. Very good ustad. I met him in the last 10 days of Ramadan, and I asked him, Maulana, we have an open relationship with one another. How much Quran you read? He said, 2 suparas. In the last 10 days, it was the 23rd, 24th of Ramadan. Now, where is he going to complete Quran? And if we as the ulama and the leaders in the world, we are not making one khatam in Ramadan, what's going to happen? The right of the Quran is, the Quran Sharif, make one khatam at least in Ramadan and one khatam in the rest of the year. Ask ourselves, today is Jumu'ah. Did I read even one time Durood Sharif? Did I read even one time, did I read my Quran Sharif? Did I read one ayat of Quran? Forget Surah Kahf, forget my one supara. I'm a hafiz of Quran. Did I read, forget 3 suparas. Did I read quarter supara? Our zikr is very weak. In fact, one time we were on our safar, dini safar, and we were in Lodium in the Ming Street Jamaat Khana, the old Jamaat Khana. The Masjid Darussalam was still not built. And at the same time, there was a Tabligh Jamaat also of students, university students. The Amir was a doctor, also a very good friend of ours, and we know one another very well also. And we get along with the Jamaat, no problem. So there, we made Mashara, let the Jamaat have the program after Asr. They read from the Kitab, which commonly is read, that the virtues of Zikr. There were so wonderful words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah reward Maulana Muhammad Zakariya sahab. He explained it so well. After that, they asked the Amir, what must we do now? So he said, what must you do? Go make tea. We're going to have tea now. You read just about zikr, even 1 minute makes zikr. 2 minutes makes zikr, then by all means go and have your tea. Nobody's stopping. But after that, no zikr we are making. And that then becomes the result of this. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says Surah Kahf, which is the surah that we are supposed to read today. Allah says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ وَلَا تَعَدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. That you make yourself, O Nabi alayhi salatu, Allah's Nabi, you go and sit with those sahaba who are busy in the zikr of Allah, who are making dua, who are turning to Allah. Don't turn your attention from those people. They are the poor sahaba, and they have devoted themselves for deen. You sit with them. And then further Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَعَدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُونَ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. And never follow those people whose hearts we have made ghafil, unmindful of the zikr of Allah. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. Don't follow those people whose heart. So we must see, if we want to be leaders in any field, then it must be, there must be zikr in our lives. If there isn't zikr, Allah Ta'ala says, don't follow those people who don't make zikr. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبُهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. And he's following, then if you're not making the zikr of Allah, you are following your own whims and fancies, your own matters. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And all his matters are messed up. His methods are not right, so don't follow such people. So the zikr of Allah is very, very important. Because of this lack of zikr, we find then all this to happen. Now at the same time also, we find with many of our friends that the history repeats itself. When we are neglectful of the zikr of Allah, the same thing happens. Many of our friends who are now in this faction, who are with Alami Shura, and we've got wonderful leadership in there. They also, because of the lack of zikr, they also incline to those people, and not from now, from a long time. The inclination is towards those people who are following haram things. Like, for example, those people who are very sympathetic with the Shias, and they have a very good relationship with the Shias. Who are the Shias? Just very briefly, we can speak the whole life about the Shias. Those who slander and speak so evil about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who speak so evil of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha, who speak evil of almost all the Sahaba. And how can we have friendship with those people? And how can we have friendship with those people who accommodate the Shias? And who have a soft spot for them, and who incline towards them. And then not only the Shias, then the Gulen movement. And don't take my word for granted. Go on the internet and see for yourself what is the Gulen movement. So much let me inform you, but you go and check yourself. If the Gulen movement is Gulen is a man of a Turkish man, and the White House of America, they are using him to destroy the Sunnat Islam of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Islam or the Sunnat Islam, and to bring about a complete modern Islam of America. That the Muslims must follow a new modern way of life. And these people are regular with those people. They go to their masjid in Madran, they give bayans there, etc., and they are fully connected with them. How can we accommodate and how can we endorse the views of these people? Thirdly, the Abrahamic Accord. The Abrahamic Accord is a thing that to destroy the religion of Islam. That Islam is not your najat. You won't get salvation in Akhirat by Islam, but by what the new world religion. And they have made it clear that new world religion is Judaism. Not that all religions are same, but Judaism. And those who support, and not only support, they are part of them, of 35 religious groups in South Africa. Again, don't take my word for granted. Go on the internet and see the Motsepe Foundation, which is established by Bill Gates. And the object of that is to promote this Abrahamic Accord. And these ulama are part of it. There are two ulama groups of South Africa who are part of this. And on the itinerary of their programs, the names of the Secretary General of one group, the President of the other group, their names are there, they will be given talks. Then they were given, the Secretary General of the one group, a check of 500,000 rand. And the pictures are there, unfortunately, but they blocked the eyes. Go and see the picture, how they showing the check, we got 500,000 rand. And for what? They said clearly, for your sterling services to the Motsepe Foundation. The Motsepe Foundation, which is to establish the Abrahamic Accord, to demolish Islam. What are your sterling services to those people? So you are also destroying. So for that, how can we rub shoulders with those people? How can we attend their places, their functions or anything? So this is unfortunately which now other people. These people who come on TV and YouTube, and promote Islam, modern Islam will be promoted by modern methods. The true Islam, the way of tabligh and da'wah, is promoted person to person. Gosh, when meet the people, not you YouTube and TV. So these people, they're promoting Islam in that way. And then almost forcing our boys and girls to go to university. And in the university, again, don't take my word. Go and see what is secular education. The word secular is a modern word for atheism. Just believe in Allah. When they don't believe in Allah, where did all the people come from? So they came with the Darwin theory of evolution. That by evolution from monkeys, and this is what we are promoting. What those people say, we came from monkeys. And we're sending our children to learn all these false things. And then all the Big Bang theory and all those things. And then the terrible evils which happen at schools, at universities. Our girls becoming pregnant, haram pregnancies, abortions. And after that they become suicidal. Then they turn to drugs and alcohol. And then they are completely written off. A good boy, a good girl, Muslim, proper mu'min. And finally they are in the gutters. 2 o'clock in the morning, people bringing them to the parents' house. Yes, your daughter, and this is her condition. And then closing of the masajid and becoming the friends of the kuffar court. And today, at the Eidgah, we go and we go and support them. We endorse all this what you say. If you go to somebody's house, that means you agree with those people. And therefore you are going to their house. And they entertain you because we are friends. We entertain and we agree and understand one another. So by going there, we have endorsed that we follow them. So with all these things, our mere presence in such places, in the Hadith Sharif it comes clearly, you are not making ghibat, but you are sitting in a gathering of ghibat, you are equally guilty of that guna. Just by your presence where ghibat is taking place. And Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has written a principle, La yajuzu al-hudur fil majlis fihi al-mahzur. It is not permissible to accept to attend any gathering in which haram is taking place. And where haram people who are doing this few things which I mentioned, much more than that, to be present in such a gathering is not permissible. For example, a person says, we have to give da'wah to everyone, the whole world we have to give da'wah. And wherever we get the opportunity, we go and give da'wah there. So if a prostitute calls you, come and give me da'wah, and you go with Fazail-e Amal, and if you are a person who got a leadership position, what will be the condition? You can't go there. It's haram to go there. So we have to see who we associate, where we go. So our mere forget on not only our presence, making bayan in that place, making dua in that place, fully endorsing all the wrongs what they are doing. So today we have to see in which direction we are going now. This is not fault finding. One person complained about me to one of our elders who are here that he is against Jamaat work and he speaks against Tabligh work. So the elder told him whoever came in Jamaat work can never be against. The work is so good, so solid, 100% according to Quran and Hadith, which Maulana Ilyas and with the zikr of Allah, if it carries on. He said what he's doing is telling you your mistakes. And you are taking your mistake that he is against you. Which Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Fardoi said, if somebody tells you the masalas about sajda sahwa in namaz, that person is not against namaz. That person is correcting, so your namaz can be corrected. So yeah, it is not fault finding, but what we are going wrong to correct ourselves. Don't let this honorable great work go in the gutters. Other people, the other group took it and into the gutter. Let us not be guilty. So let us take a lesson. Let us not now say he's just against Jamaat work and he's against Tabligh work. That is not at all. And this is a thing really not to be spoken here from the mimbar in the public. This is a thing behind closed doors to sort it out with the elders of the Jamaat were. But efforts were made. I personally contacted 4 people and explained to them. And in detail I told them, but when it turns on deaf ears. And not only me, many other people also explained to them. Now we are forced there, and it is our duty as what, I'm not even fit for a ulama, not even the khadim of the ulama, not even the dust of the shoes of the ulama. But it is our duty that when the ummah is going in the wrong direction, that we have to correct them and tell them what is the right. Otherwise, we are guilty of mudahanat fid deen, kitmani ilm. And we will be questioned on the day of Qiyam. You knew they are taking the ummah in the wrong direction. And you did not inform the people. It's your duty to inform them. And therefore, we have to, we have unfortunately no other way to but to bring it here. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ. This knowledge will be carried by those people who have got justice in them. And they will remove from Islam. Allah will always send those people all the wrong things the people did. The wrong tafsir of Quran they made. The wrong direction. Allah will have it corrected. This is always Allah tabaraka ta'ala's system. So we have to see by going to these places what we have done and how much of wrong we have done. So this must be at all times ta'meer-i kaam hona chahiye, building of Islam and deen, the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisa na ho ke naam to ho, tabligh or da'wat or takhreebi kaam ho. And we are bringing all this, not modern things, totally false ideologies, the Abrahamic Accord, and all these wrong things. It must not happen. We are leading the people in this wrong direction. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, and let us take it in the right spirit. Allah forgive me for my nafs, what my nafs has got to share, what I spoke from my side. May Allah forgive me and let it be in the correct direction, and let us all follow in the correct path. Wa akhiru da'wana.